Like to learn the second part of Simin Shin Samach Gimel tonight, including the Ramah. The Ramah is a very important Ramah, and that's what we, the common practice of Avi Eruv nowadays. So we'll be seeing that as well. There is a fascinating Mekachayim, which is mentioned in Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Kuf Yud Gimel, with a lot of halachic applications. I hope we're going to get that to that tonight as well. Perhaps yes, perhaps not. Let's see. So we're up to the second line of Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Seif, what is it? Seif Chavav. We're starting by the second line, starting with the words Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi Oy Koira. And the loch is as follows. Shalom Aleichem to our Gibraltarians over here. Shalom Aleichem. Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi Oy Koira. Hey, Mavui cannot be permitted to carry in that area through Lechi Oy Koira. Now, we just need to maybe just step one step back before we discuss this. There is a mavui, and then there is a chotza. What is the difference between a chotza and a mavui? There's a big difference, but there's one common point about it. So a chotza is a courtyard. Let's look at a picture, just as an example. They're all pretty much the same as far as this is concerned. But let's look at a picture that, on the picture, I don't know, picture the top left is a good one, which is 83. So ignore the Ignore the actual specific question over here about the beam and the lowered floor. Ignore that for the moment. We've got four houses on the left-hand side. You can see that both houses are within one chotzer. Each two houses in one chotzer and two houses further up in the second chotzer. So there's a house, which is obviously Rosh Yochid, which is with its neighboring house, and both together are in a chotzer, a courtyard. The courtyard leads into a mavui. The mavui is a combined area of numerous chatzeros leading into the court, into this mavui. So what makes a mavui is the fact that there is, now I still don't know a good translation for mavui, still haven't quite worked out, a alleyway which is, which feeds into various chatzeros. Should we call it? It doesn't sound right, but that's pretty much what it is. And the mavui is this wide area over here. Now, what makes the mavui, can you see in the bottom again? The definition of a mavui is that there's various chatzeres which lead into this mavui. A mavui is by definition Rishus Yochid. Why so? Yeah, and all sides are? Yeah, so that is walled. Now, the truth is, there is such a concept of a mavui mefulosh, which means that the back wall doesn't exist and it leads straight into the other, into the other Rishus HaRabim. There is such a concept, and we're going to be speaking about that later more in Yitzchem in a different simon. And the Gemara in Eruvin speaks loads about Mavui Mefulosh because that has gone in two walls. But for the moment, we'll leave this out. So a Mavui is something which has three, for the moment, it's a enclosed area. There's walls around it. It leads into Rishus HaRabim on one side. And on the other, and within the mavui, it feeds into various chatzeres. We learned previously at the beginning of the siman that a mavui also Chomei made the same takana, and that although it is min atoy rishus yochid, nevertheless you've got to do something to be able to carry there. Why did they make this takana? Why did they say you're not allowed to carry there, although it's rishus yochid? Absolutely, it's easy to confuse to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, what did they say you've got to do? A hekka, a tikkun. And the tikkun that we discussed by a chotza is, can we just look at it again? What do we need to do by a chotza? What are you quoting? Can we go back to the beginning of Simchin Samaches? Beginning of Simon Shin Samaches, which is just after page 436, two pages after 436. What do we learn here? Say base, chotza, you need to do a pass, rochav abot fochim shamedinu mitzad echot b'mokam aporutz. You need to do a pass. Look at picture number 60. That's what you've got to do. You need to do a pass. So, it's true, there's something, there's a common point about a chotza and a mavui. Each of them have got the same, let's put it that way. Both a mavui and a chotza need to have this gzeirah that you're not to carry there, despite the fact that it's Rosh Yochid. They've established a restriction that you're not allowed to carry, not in a mavui and not in a chotzer. But how to allow a carrying there, they made a bit of a difference. When it comes to a chotzer, you've got to do a pass or two pass. Passing on both sides. And when it comes to chotzer, you do a lechi or a koiro. Now the reason why I'm saying this is because this is the crunch of this part of the sieve. Second line. Ein mavui nita belechi or koiro. Hey mavui, you're not allowed to carry in a mavui. Ein mavui nita belechi or koiro. You cannot put a lechi or koiro in a mavui. Hatshu psuchim lesoichoi until the following conditions apply. Only then it's considered a mavui, halachically. Following conditions apply. You need to have shtei chatzeros. You need to have at least, for it to be a real mavui, you need to have two courtyards. Look at picture 81, you can see two courtyards. Look at picture 83, two courtyards. It's going to have two courtyards, at least, for this mavui to be considered a mavui. For the chol chotzer shnei batim, and every chotzer needs to have two houses. So as opposed to page 86, for instance. What's wrong with page 86? What's wrong with picture 86? There's one house in each chotzer. That wouldn't be considered a real mavui. Because each mavui needs to have two chatzeros, and every chotzer needs to have two houses. Two times two, so he needs to have four altogether. At least. Shnei chotzer v'chol chotzer shnei batim. Ve'afilu kol chatzeros pluchem zu lezu. Even if they're open to one, all that's fine. But you need to have at least four houses. Right. And now, more than that, condition number two. The Pesach, the entrance into this chotzer, needs to be at least four tefachim. If it is less than three tefachim, the entrance from the void to the chotzer, it will again not be considered a mavui. Condition number three. So condition number one is two houses, two chatzeros. Condition number two, the entrance from the mavui to the chotzer needs to be at least four tefachim or more. Condition number three, v'shiyu diurin oichlein b'chol bais. With regards to those houses where people live, it cannot be, it must be a house that people actually live in. They live there. So it cannot be a storage house. If this chatzeros are storage areas, houses with storage areas or shops, anything like that, that's not considered urine, and therefore it's not considered a mavui. We'll see soon why it makes a difference that it's a mavui. But it must be urine, dwelling, in order to be considered a mavui. It will not be considered a mavui, halachically. Urine, absolute urine, why not? It's not considered courtyards. We'll talk about that. Good point. We shall be talking about that, Yemetz Hashem. Shemokim pas goyrem, shemokim a pas goyrem, it needs to be durin, somewhere where people actually eat. Shemokim a pas, the place of the bread, goyrem causes it. Ve'afilu hoyo, now this is really, I would put it in brackets as a footnote what he says now, the next line. Now with regards to those two houses and two chatzeros, let's see this a bit further, a bit more detailed. Even if the two houses, one of them is the father's, and one of them is their son, and they live next to each other, the two houses, father and son. Although the son is supported by his father, and his father is actually providing for his son's needs, so nevertheless, he's actually eating in his house's father, either physically or at least financially, he's being supported by the father. That's still considered two houses, two separate units. Okay, this is a whole discussion going on. And that's how we pass it, that the two houses can be father and son. Okay, no problem. Now, what happens? What happens if two houses, one of them is Yid, one of them is a goy? Still considered two separate units, and they will be considered two houses, two chatzeros, and therefore it's considered a mavui. He will not say that you just say one Yid, one goy, it's considered one chotzer, and therefore if you don't have a second one, it won't be considered a mavui. No, you don't say that. You say one Yid, one goy, it's considered a chotzer. If you've got two chatzeros, you've got a mavui. It's considered a fair mavui. Also what you need, another condition, we're up to condition number 4, that its length needs to be more than its width. So, what the Mishnah Berurah explains, the length going down, her mavui must be defined by its length. When you're going in, the way you walk in, that must be longer than its sides. So that's part of the definition of a mavui. Now comes the crunch. If these conditions are missing, such as, what are the conditions again? You don't have two chatzeros. Each chatzer don't have two houses. You don't have, what else was there? If all the conditions are not fulfilled, him chatzer echad me'elu, then it will be not considered a mavui, and consequently it's considered a chotza, and therefore what you will then need to do is a pas arba or tzuras pesach. So Rabbi say, in short, there is two categories. There's a category of a chotza. A chotza is more stringent. And the way you allow carrying in a chotza, despite it being Rosh Yochid, the way you allow it is either by having a pass to pass him or a tzuras pesach. And that's considered the stringent scenario. Then you've got a mavui. A mavui is more lenient because all you need there really is a koira or a lechi. And that's more lenient. Now, if those conditions that we have just elaborated on, if those conditions are not fulfilled, then it's not going to be considered a mavui, but it's going to be considered a chotzer, and therefore you need to have a pass on the sides, or it's tzuras pesach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's what Shulchan Aruch has taught us here. Can I just see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here? There might not be a picture. There might not be a picture. Did we? In Steve Base, we learned. Simon Shin Samach Gemel, Steve Base, taught about the pass. That's the definition of what you've got to do for a chotzer. Yes. Yeah. Okay, now the Ramah says, and that's halacha lemaisa, gentlemen, what we do nowadays. V'yesh oimrim, some say, no, I wanted to, there was a Mishnah Berurah I wanted to show. Mishnah Berurah over here. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says, Kotten Kubbeis is really important. Shnei Chatzeros, two courtyards. Hatam Bazeh, the reason for that, third white line. The reason for that is, Mishum Daha, Teetir B'mavui, that we have allowed carrying in a Mavui, Belech V'Koyra, through Lech V'Koyra, Machmas Tiyesh B'Ribut Yurin, because there's many people living there, Ve'en Mishtam Shem B'Batzna, people don't live there privately, Kol Kach, so much, Lefich, therefore, Sagi B'Tikun Kazeh, it's sufficient to just do a Lechi or Koyra. That's enough, that's okay. Mashenken B'Chatz, as opposed to a courtyard, the chotzer, shein motzui bo diurin kokach, people seem to hang around a little bit there, it's not so much diurin, mishtamshim bo be'atznei atfei, lachen chor hechsha tfei, therefore you need more, a more sophisticated intervention. Shnei pasim, two pasim, oi pasa bo tfochim, oi pasa bo tfochim, which is considered a more stringent requirement than a lechi o koira. Lochen, therefore, achanami b'mavui sheish l'shnei chatzeres psuchim. So therefore, any mavui which is not qualified as a full-fledged mavui, you'll need to put on a pas or tzuras pesach. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yisai, comes the Ramah. This is what we've got to know. This is what we've got to know. This is it. This is it. That's the Ramah. Halach l'maisa. V'yesh oim, some say, noyagin o'idne. Nowadays the custom is, lesakein kol ha'mavuois betzuras ha'pesach. The custom nowadays, 2019, Tovshinayin Tes, or even the times of the Ramah in Krakow, and it's going back for many centuries. The meaning is, to be mesakein kol ha'mavuois, anybody who's got a mavui, the meaning is to put on a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach. not a koira, not a lechi, but a tzuras ha-pesach. What we call an eruv. What's the word? Kolekuli. What's the word? Kolekuli. Kolekuli. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it means. I don't know how to pronounce it. It means that.
In a more common way.
In a more common way. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I mean. So that's what. Colloquially is referred to as an eruv, and really we said, yes, I said.
You said that you said it beautifully. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You said it better than we said.
Okay.
Like a public school teacher.
Tzuras ha-pesach. So tzuras ha-pesach, that's what we call an eruv. So that's what the minhag is. If you've got a mavui, you put up a tzuras ha-pesach. The kolam of is shelonu, because every mavui that we've got nowadays, such as Mowbray Road, such as any most places nowadays, kolam of is shelonu, yesh lem din chatzeros, have got din of a chotzer. This is your point, Mr. Berlin. This is it. That when it's true that if you look at Mowbray Road over here, we could have looked at it as a mavui, because it's many houses leading into a semi-public area. And that, in a way, it looks very similar to look at picture 80, look at all those pictures of it. You've got houses leading into a semi-public area. So you thought that it's a mavui. So now the Rambam is teaching us, hold on a sec, that's not true, because as Mr. Berlin's pointed out correctly, that you don't have really, chatzero is leading into a mavui, it's a bit different. And therefore it may not be considered a mavui, and since it fails to pass the threshold of a mavui, therefore it's going to be called a chotzer.
Why does it fail to pass the test of mavui? Because the chotzer is backing on the back rather than the front.
That's actually an interesting point. It's not what I was referring to. Who your point was? What did you say?
They're not shared courtyards. They're private. The front drive is not shared.
If you look at the picture over here, what you've got over here is two houses having their own chotzer. They're sharing this. And that chotzer, that unit, leads into the mavui. Perhaps. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
The men, yeah. And the
although it's not mamash true, because it's one unit itself. So either way, it doesn't pass the threshold of being a mavui. It's going to be considered a chotzer. Therefore, what do we need? Either pass on each side, or even better, what the Ramos says, what the minig is, we put up a tzuras ha-pesach. And we do indeed. Absolutely. Let's hear more. The meaning is, lesaknon, to fix them, to sort them out, to fix it, yeah. Ali day, through chevel, a string, hakoshur, which is tied, lerochboi, to the width, shalmavoy of the mavoy. Here, here. That's what we do. We put a string on each side. It's certainly not a koira. It's not a beam. No, it can't be a beam. Because it's not a tefach. So it can't be a beam because it's a string. So it's going to have to be a wall. Yeah. So it's a tzuras ha-pesach. Din chevel ze eno koira shar eno ruch v'tefach. V'lo imani lemetam tzuras ha-pesach. This doesn't work. So this is really important. The string that we have is not a koira, it is not a beam, but it is a tzuras ha-pesach. The mahani lemala ful begemi, it works even through a string. Kedal tzav simen shin samach beis. Val kein, therefore, yesh li zon, one should be careful, lahamit tach zechevel, shnei konim gvoyim, hasora. You've got to make sure to put two balls on each side, mechovonim, right underneath, tach zechevel, underneath the string, and therefore, mahani, feel a mavui mefulosh, it will even work for a mavui mefulosh if it's a mavui which goes right across all the way and doesn't have a wall on the opposing sides. It will work because you've got tzuras ha-pesach. But tzuras ha-pesach through the concept of tzuras ha-pesach, or feel a bechotzer v'chol makom shetzuras ha-pesach mahani. So Rabbi Yisai, gentlemen, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is that the minhag is not to worry about it being a mavui. We're going to go for the most stringent approach always. We learned a chotzer is more stringent than a mavui. And it is harder to qualify as a chotzer is more stringent. And what works always is what works for a chotzer. And the best way to mesaken a chotzer is through a tzuras ha-pesach. So although it sounds in a way ironic that a beam would not work, a koira wouldn't work. And similarly also, a lechi would not work because that only works for a mavui. It doesn't work for a chotza. But nevertheless, what does work is the tzuras ha-pesach because that works for a chotza too. So if you put a beam up, you can't carry that. But if you put a string up, you can carry that. That's how it works. Fascinating. And that's the minhag. And therefore nowadays, the universal minhag is not to bother with koiros, but to put out, to establish tzuras ha-pesach. You're talking about mavui or chod? If mavui,
yeah.
That's good. That's perfect. You're saying that's the best way. What you're saying? Why not put the koira? Oh, so there's one more thing which we need to see, which is the Mokir Chaim. So, which is gonna maybe cause a bit of an issue. So we'll see the Mekor Chaim, but I think I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. So Rabbi Sai, we learned this evening, and it's a really important aloch, a very, very important, crucial aloch. We learned the second part of Sif Chavav, in which we learned that there is the following conditions apply for it to be considered a Mavui. You've got to make sure that Aleph, what is it? You must have two Chatzeres. Each chotza needs to have two batim. That's condition number one. Condition number two, every Pesach must be for Tfachim. Then we discussed that father and son is fine, and Yid and Go is fine too. Condition number three is that what did you say? That the length must be longer than its width. If any of those conditions apply, it will not be considered a mavui, but it's going to be considered a chotza. Now, a mavui can allow carrying through a koira and a lechi. A chotza, you cannot. A chotza, you've got to establish pasim, or better yet, tzuras ha-pesach. If any of those conditions are not fulfilled, it's a chotza, and you have to put up a tzuras ha-pesach. Says the Rama, the minhag is to always assume that it's not a good mavui, and to always, therefore, establish a tzuras ha-pesach. And that is the minhag, and that's what people do. You put up a tzuras ha-pesach, so even if it's a mavui or it's a chotz, whatever it may be, you'd have to carry it because you've got a tzuras ha-pesach, which is the best and the preferred method to go about it. Now, the way to do this string is to put it on each side, and to therefore and to put underneath it to establish that, and then what we do underneath it, we'll discuss tomorrow. But that's going to get very sticky, and we're going to see there's actually a massive, massive, massive issue, an enormous issue in all of our AOV nowadays, and it's an issue which is hard to solve, if possible at all, to solve with any tzuras ha-pesach they establish nowadays, which wasn't an issue previously, and is a problem, as according to Mekor Chaim, and that we're going to see. Which it remains an issue because how we establish the tzuras ha-pesach nowadays, and that's going back to your question, but we'll leave that for tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, to discuss the Mekor Chaim in greater detail. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.